Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Chof Aleph. We are up to Sif Hei, the last line on page 294. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Oser Limloach Basar Mevushal O Beitza Mevusheles Lahanicha. One is not allowed to salt cooked meat or a cooked egg in order to leave it. Now, we had just discussed in yesterday's shir, in the end of Siv Gimel, Aval Beitza Mutar L'Molchon, but eggs are allowed to be salted, and now we're saying that you're not allowed to salt meat that is cooked, or eggs that are cooked, in order to leave them on. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, as if Katan Chaf Aleph, Osr L'Molch, the Hodim Matirin La'el Beitza L'Molchon, that which we were matir earlier, by an egg that you are allowed to salt it, Hainu L'Tzarech Osa Suda, that was for the purposes of this Suda. Aval L'Molch HaBosar U'Beitza, Kedei L'Haniach La'achar Zman, but to salt a piece of meat or an egg in order to leave it for a later time, domi li'ibur ukfisha. Then you have the two problems of salting. You have the problem of being like ibud, like Rashi says, and the problem of like kfisha, which is like cooking, like the Rambam says. Vihine das hamogen avron v'taz, da'afilu daito lecho biyomo. Even if your plan of salting this meat and this egg is to eat it later in the day, im hulu tzoruch suda acheres yesh li zohar bazeh. If the plan is to eat it at a different suda, you have to be careful about it. V'hainu k'sheh suda acheres nimshoch zman rav achar suda rishona. When we say it's a problem doing it now for a later Suda, it's not if the later Suda is going to be right away. It means if the later Suda is going to be a while after the first Suda, so then that's too long of a time. You can't salt it for that later Suda. But the Yerabba argues with the Magen Avraham and the Taz, and he says it's not usher to salt it for later on during Shabbos, even for a later Suda. It's only usher if you have in mind to leave it till after Shabbos. V'chein mashma mibir ha-gra, and that's also the mashmos of the gra, u'beprat im ha'es cham, specifically if it is hot outside, v'hu osa gein kidei shelo yasriach, and the reason why he's salting it is in order that it shouldn't get spoiled, b'vada yesh l'hokel l'tzarel suda acheres, then for sure, one can be lenient for a later suda, degam ha'taz matir baza, because even the taz who normally asks for a later suda, but if you're doing it so it shouldn't get spoiled, even he is matir in that case. Now, if we pause for a moment to look at note number 29, he brings down two reasons for that which the Elie Rabbi says that it's only usur if your das is to leave it for after Shabbos. What's the problem with salting it for after Shabbos? So in note 29 he writes, "B'tam adaver kasa the bir alocha." The bir alocha writes the reason is shekeshem maleach lizman beruba. When you're salting for a longer period of time, matzui shemaleach harbe. So it's commonplace that you'll be salting a lot. Va'usur mishum ma'abed, and therefore it's going to be usur because of ma'abed. V'shelo kimo shekasa v'aruch hashulchan. This reason of the bir alocha that it's like ma'abed, because you're doing it a lot, for a lot at a time, so that's going to be different than the pshat of the Aruch HaShulchan, she'esh b'zeh mishum tirchol etzarachol. He understands kipshuto, that if you're doing it for after Shabbos, so stam, you're being meichin for after Shabbos, that's the reason of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Bir Halacha brings this other reason. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. We're on page Kuf Mem Ches, the right column. We are on line number 8. Basar o dog chai. You have meat or fish that is raw. Osar lemolcho b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to salt it on Shabbos. Kedei shelo yasriach, in order that it should not get spoiled. Va'afilu b'mekom hefser osar. Even if it's a place where it's going to be a loss of money for you, it is osar. Va'afilu rotza lemolcho kedei laochlo achar melichaso chai osar. Even if you want to salt it in order to eat it after you salt it in a raw state, it's still going to be osar. The afagav de'ein ibud ba'achol midaraisa. Because even though it's true there is no iser of ibud by foods on a daraisa level, mikomakom aser the mischazi ki ibud, it's still aser midrabbanim because it looks like tanning. Shahamelach machshir haochel umesakno, because the salt prepares the food and fixes it up. Aval muter lahadiach habaser kedei laochlo achar kachai. So even though you can't salt it in order to eat it afterwards raw, but you can rinse off the meat in order to eat it afterwards raw, ve'ein zem mikri tikkun, that's not called a tikkun in the ochel, she'ein ha'tikkun b'guf ha'basar. Because when you're just rinsing it off, you're not making any kind of fixing, you're not making any kind of tikkun in the actual meat itself. Elo she'medicho mishum dom ba'ayin shalav. Rather, all you're doing is rinsing off any visible blood that was on top of the meat. So it's not a fixing up of the meat itself, it's just getting rid of the that's on the outside of the meat. But still, it appears that it's usher to rinse off meat that was not rinsed off. Kishechal yom shlishi lios b'Shabbos. If the third day of the shechita, the third day after the shechita falls in on Shabbos, you are not allowed to rinse it off. Ukedei shelo ye usher achar kach lebishul. And the reason why you want to rinse it off is the halacha is in Yeredeya that from the time of the shechita you have 3 days to rinse it off if you didn't salt it yet. Otherwise, it's going to be usher to cook this meat. You're only going to be allowed to roast it. So you have up to 3 days to either salt it or rinse it off. So if the third day comes on Shabbos, so now the meat's going to get lost. You're not going to be able to use it for cooking, so you want to rinse it off. So although we said before in the Mishnah Berurah that you can rinse off the meat from the dam that's on the outside, but then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Mikom kom nirid da asr ladiach habasar shalom nimlach kishachal yom shishi lios b'Shabbos. But if you have meat that was shechted from an animal and it was not salted or was not rinsed off for 3 days, and now the third day it falls on Shabbos, you can't rinse it off. And the reason why you want to rinse it off is kedei shelo ye aser achar kach lebishul. You don't want this meat to become aser and bishul. Kevan she'ein rotza le'achol hayom. Since your intention is not to eat it today, it's not allowed. V'gam ein derech le'achol chayin. It's also not the regular way to eat it raw. Memeila it's nikkur she'osa le'tzarachol. So by rinsing it off on Shabbos, it is clear that you're doing it for a weekday purpose. Va'afilu ayidei eino Yehudi aser ladiach, and even to ask a guy to rinse off this meat on the third day after the shechita would be not allowed. She'ain kan hefsid kolkach, because it's not really such a hefsid in lo yedichenu, if you don't rinse it off. She'yuchal le'achol tzali, because even though if it's not rinsed off in 3 days, you're not allowed to be mevashal. You can't cook it in water, but you are allowed to still roast it. And therefore, if we don't allow the guy to do it, it's not such a hefset. So you'll eat this meat as a roast instead of as a cooked dish. Kain kasav haMagen Avraham. So writes the Magen Avraham. Umari biyochid bebeso. And this chumra is talking about for an individual in his house where it's not such a great loss. Aval bekatzov hamocher la'acherim, if there's a butcher who's selling to others, bevada yesh hefsid bazeh, for sure it's considered a loss. Viyochol lasas ayidei en Yehudi memela, he would be allowed to ask a guy to rinse off the meat if the third day from the shechita falls on Shabbos. V'chein ba'avozos betumos. So too by fat and geese. Sheyafsid hashuman im yitzleim, that the fat is going to get lost if they have to be roasted. So gan l'hamagen Avram mutar ayde en Yehudi afilu yachad bebeso. Then even according to the Magen Avram, who answered by the animal meat, would matter the case of the geese through a goy when it's a case of an individual in his house. Va'afilu bebesar behema eskimu ach harbe achronim diyesh l'hokel ladiach ayde en Yehudi delo k'magen Avram. And even when it comes to basar behema, where the Magen Avram was machmir, there are many achronim that are lenient and that say on the third day you can have the goy rinse it off to save it from needing to be roasted instead of cooked. So many Achronim argue with this Magen Avraham. The Ayin Bel Yerabba Ubitshuvas Noda Yehuda Shekasvu. Look in El Yerabba and Noda Yehuda that write. Vim Eifshar Al Yidei Einu Yehudi. If you have no guy to rinse it off for you, Mutar Gam Al Yidei Yisrael. It would be permissible for a Jew to do it as well. Ach, however, Imunach Habaser Bekli. If the meat is sitting in a vessel, Tov She Yurchotz Yodov Olav Ad Sheyesh Sharu Habaser B'Mayim. Rather than just rinsing it off stam, make it a little less nicker. Wash your hands over the kli so that the end result will be that the meat is getting soaked in the water, but you're not directly putting the water over the meat, you're washing your hands over the meat. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Sevov, Ein Limloch Biyachar Harbe Polen Va'adashim Shenizbashlu B'Kliposam. You cannot salt together many beans and many lentils that were cooked in their shell. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadosh Beis, the Hamalicha Mo'ila Lehem, because the salting helps them, V'havei K'kvisha V'ibud, and therefore it's like Kvisha, which is a problem for the Rambam, and it's like Ibud, which is the problem of salting, Lefi Rashi. Zokta Mechaber Vaitas of Zayin, Mutar Loduch Pilpulin Afilu Harbe Yachad. One is allowed to crush peppers or peppercorn, even a lot at one time. That's only assuming you're doing the crushing with the handle of a knife, ubikaora, and in a bowl. This is a double shinui. Number one, in the thing you're using to do the smashing, you're using the back of the knife instead of the pestle. And number two, you're doing it in a bowl instead of in a mortar, which is the normal way to be grinding up spices. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chav Gimel Mutter, V'im hu shochek pilpulin ushar tavlin b'machteshes kedarko, and if one decides that he's grinding up peppers or any other spices in a mortar, in a spice smasher the regular way, v'afilu gargir echad, even if it's only one granule, yesh bo iser daraisa mishum tochin, that will be the iser daraisa of tochin. The Shaar Tzion writes in os chavav, even though it's only one granule, it's still an issa daraisa, the chatzi shir asim adatayra. Because you know, even a chatzi shir where there would be an onesh, it still is asim adaraisa. If you look at note 36, he points out, v'shir techinas olchlin le'inyan chiyav chatas, in terms of the amount of grinding of food that you have to do to be taka chayav chatas, the Rambam writes, shuka gruberis is the size of a dried fig. Says the Mishabura, if katan chavdal, you're allowed to grind up these peppers, afilu harbe yachad, even a lot together. Vidavka mashet tzorach lo la'osa Shabbos, but of course it's only specifically what you're going to need for that Shabbos, otherwise it would be a problem of hachana. Sivkotun chafe, it has to be done with the back of a knife and in a bowl. Pirish, avol lo yoduch bekato shal sakina b'marteshes, but you cannot use the back of a knife to smash up these peppers inside the machteshes, which is the mortar, which is the normal place. After shina b'meshadach b'katash ha-sakina, because even though you did a shinui in that which you're doing the chopping with the back of a knife, mikomakom b'machteshes michsi ku'uvdu d'chol, but since you're doing it in the machteshes, it certainly looks like a regular weekday activity. V'hu adin d'doch b'kata al-gabe shulchan, the same din is true that you can't smash the spices with the handle of the knife on top of a table, or you can crush up the spices with the back of a vessel on top of a table, to have a trei shinuyin. All these things are trei shinui. There are two changes. Number one, the item that you're using to crush it is different than normal. Normally you use a pestle, and here you're using the back of a knife, and normally you do it in a mafteshes, and now you're doing it inside a bowl or on the table, and therefore you do have a double shinui. But to use the pestle itself, the normal spice mesh, which is designated and specifically used for crushing spices, even if you do it with a shinui in the placement on the table or inside a bowl, that is still going to be usur. So you basically have to have two shinuyim, the thing you're smashing with and the thing you're smashing in. If you use the back of a knife in a bowl or on the table, that's going to be fine. But once you have one of the things being the regular way, whether it be the buchna, which is the pestle, or the maltesha, which is the mortar, it's going to be usur. Kosav ataz, the taz writes, b'simen zeh, ein losam ha-pilpulin toch ha-beged v'lichtosh besakin alov. You should not place these peppers inside a beged and to crush it with a knife there, to humolid recha, because then these spices, this pilpulin, is giving off a smell to the garment. Omnam besimit tovkuf yud aleph osches betaz mashma de chazer mizeh. However, the taz later on is mashma that he was chazer, v'hiskim le-marshal de shari, and he agreed to the marshal that says his mutter. Why? Mishum de eno mechavin lozeh ayin sham, because it's davar she'enu meskavin. It's a psik resha. So in the back of the sefer on page 53, note 39, all in the bottom, he writes, v'afal pisha psik resha hu, even though it's pashut that if you're crushing up spices with a knife inside a garment, the garment's going to get some of the smell. The Sharetzion writes later on, shekevan she'isr holedes reach kal me'isr d'rabbanon, since b'imod a reach is more lenient than a regular isr d'rabbanon, mutter l'holed reach k'she'enu meskavin afilu b'sik resha. Therefore, b'imod a reach is mutter if it's a davar she'enu meskavin, even if it is a psik resha. Continues the Mishabura Viter. Kosvu ha'achonim, we're the second to last line on page Kufem Ches. Achonim right. The dafko bikato de sakino hu de hetiru loduch ha'pilpul. And dafko with the back of a knife, that's where they allowed the crushing of the peppers. Avalachtoch osam besakin dak aser, but to cut it up very finely with a knife, that's going to be forbidden. Kimo biyorok, just like by vegetables, lakamam is sifyud beis, like we'll see shortly in sifyud beis. Vuhadin lochal tavlin, and the same thing is true by all spices. If you look at note number 41, which is across on page 296, he writes, "V'atam shechitoch pilpul and besakin eino neshev shinui." The reason why cutting up the peppers with a knife is not considered a shinui, afal pi shaderoch l'shochkam b'maduch, even though it's normally crushed up in a spice masher, and here you're doing it with a knife. Why isn't it a shinui? Explains Exos Hashulchan, shekevan shaderoch lachto shair divrei macha besakin. Since it's a normal way to be cutting up other edible items with a knife, ein peula zun neshev shinui. This Pu'ula, this action you're doing is not called a shinui, even though it's not normally done with this food, but since that is the way to cut up food in general, it is not considered a shinui. Now I'd like to point out a very important note from the page before, across from page Kuf Memches. I'd like to look at note number 37. No 37 is going on that which the Shabura just told us, that you have to have the double shinui. The item that you're smashing with has to be not the regular way, and the item that you're smashing in has to be a shinui as well. Says No 37, the afal gav shekol malocha nasis b'shinui asura midrabanan, even though a malocha that normally is done with a shinui is still asura midrabanan, explains the b'yosef b'shen the shibali alaket, shekim shana mimaduch shel evan shaderoch loduch bo b'yomcho, when you change from a maduch of stone, which is the normal way to smash it during the week, l'maduch shel eitz, and use a smasher that's made out of wood, nechshav adover kishinui muat v'asura midrabanan, that kind of shinui is a small shinui, and that's what we say a shinui is still asur midrabanan. Ulam, however, kishem b'shana lodoch b'yodah shel sakin, when you change to a totally different thing and using the back of a knife, nechshav adover kishinui gomer, that's already a shinui gomer, umishum kach mutter lasos ken afilu l'chadchila, and that's why it's mutter l'chadchila, and that's why the mechaber says mutter lodoch pilpul and afilu harbe yachad, using the double shinui. So that is a very important point. If you skip a couple of small paragraphs in note 37, he goes into discussing smashing a banana. V'limoch banana al yidei shinui hamazleg. In terms of smashing a banana with a shinui of a fork, so kasav achazunish she'ein zen nechshav kishinui klal, that's not called a shinui. Kevan shaderach limoch banana beufen zed, that's the normal way that you crush a banana with the fork. V'yesh bezech shashchi evchatas, that's possibly, says achazunish, even an isra daraisa. Umisha tzorach limoch banana latinok, one who has to crush up a banana for a child, kasav shom shiyamach biyodis hamazlik, says the achazunish, don't use the regular side of the fork, which is the normal way. Use the handle of the fork. Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, Akasha, Shel divrei HaChazanish, Shemil banana bishine hamazlig. According to the Chazanish, who says that crushing a banana with the teeth of the fork is asa me'atorah, im kein miyuch biyodas hamazlig neshav kishinu imuat. If that's so, then switching it and using the back side of the fork, that should only be considered a small shinui. V'tzaruch la'osra al kolpanam midrabanan, and like we said before, that should be asur, at least the rabbanan, v'nisha shom biktsas tzaruchim. So the Chazanish says using the regular part of the fork to crush the banana is an isur daraisa possibly. So he says use the back side, frekra Moshe. We just said that it has to be a shinui gomer to go from an issa d'araisa to mutter. A shinui muat goes from an issa d'araisa to an issa d'rabanan. So if the regular part of the fork, according to the Chazanish, is d'araisa, why is the Chazanish saying using the back is going to be mutter? That should l'chora be still an issa d'rabanan. That's the question that Rav Moshe has on the Chazanish. Let's read one more paragraph in O 37. One who is crushing vegetables or fruit for small children that are not able to chew. The Chazanish writes, "Shetzarach laso zos b'shinui al yedei sheyemach b'yodes asakin or akafa hamazlig." Same thing. The Chazanish says you have to use a shinui, use the backside of the knife or the spoon or the fork. Ubitshuvus uksavim lachazanish hosef. The Chazanish adds on, "Shelomoel lehichoshev kishinui imiyemayach betachtes akaf." It's not enough of a shinui to use the bottom rounded part of a spoon. Eladafka kishiyemayach b'yodes. You have to use the handle, not the bottom of a spoon. Even though it's normally done with the bottom of a fork, that's how you would normally crush soft fruit or vegetables, and you're using a spoon, which is harder, that's not enough of a shinu, you have to use the handle. Ubir, b'shal shuvas igros Moshe, Rav Moshe explained, she'af agav she'yoser kosher lumo patatas akaf ha'agula. Even though it's more difficult to be crushing the fruit and vegetables with the bottom rounded part of a spoon, me'asher lumo b'yodas akaf, that's harder than crushing it with the handle of the spoon, mikomokom still, kevan she'ashimush b'yodas akaf hu shinui mitzuras hashimush haragel shel akaf, since using the handle of the spoon is a change from the regular shimush that's normally used for a spoon, so nechshav adover kishinui gamul inyan tochin, therefore that's considered a shinui also for tochin. In other words, you don't normally use the backside, the handle of the spoon, so even though it might be easier to do the crushing with the back of the spoon more than the rounded part of the spoon, since it's not normal to use a spoon with the back side, so that's considered a shinui gabi this as well. And therefore, Nech Shabbadavar Kishinu Gamel Inyan Tochen. Me'idach, on the other hand, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arba says, Shemutu Limbo Peros Virokos Apetatas Akaf. He says, you are allowed to be crushing the fruit and vegetables with the bottom rounded part of a spoon. Shenel Shabbadavar Kishinu Bakal Sheinu Mishtamesh B'mazleik. Because that's already considered a shinui, because normally you would take a fork, much easier to crush up soft fruit and vegetables with a fork than with a spoon. So he says, not like the Chazon Ish, that the bottom part of a spoon, which is rounded, is also going to be mutter. We will stop here and continue next time in Mirtz Hashem with Sivchas.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.